Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Shaw. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garber. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Hamlin. Minoso moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Minoso moves to third. Sievers moves to second. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson throws to second for one, and Lump throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Minoso scores. Sievers scores. Two runs are unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Freeze. The throw from Chiti and he is safe. Freeze steals second. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Chiti for a passed ball. Freeze moves to third. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is hit by the pitch. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive towards first. Seaburn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Chiti and he is safe. Smith steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith scores. Fox moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a line drive towards first. Severs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. GT moves to second. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Ned Garber. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Johnson now pitching. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-for-1 in the game. Severs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of serve. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Severs moves to third. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hicks hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Severs tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Lawler trying to get to home. Serve throws the ball into Chiti who tags Lawler, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-1 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chee-Tee hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tuttle. Lawler moves to second. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-1 in the game. Esposito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of serve. Esposito reaches second base with a double. Lawler scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, White Sox. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Chee-Tee settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Chee-Tee. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly pinch hits for Ken Johnson. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Trowbridge now pitching. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Smith reaches second base with a double. Tuttle throws the ball into Johnson, who tags Smith trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Shaw goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 7-0, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Fox reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Esposito hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trowbridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trowbridge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-2 in the game. Serve hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chee-Tee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Chee-Tee moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shaw moves to second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shaw scores. There goes Smith trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 8-0, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-4 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to third. Sievers moves to second. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Esposito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Bob Trowbridge. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Kiely now pitching. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kiely fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kiely fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kiely fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seaborn strikes out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-3 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Chiti strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.